We're in Simin Shin Hei. We're up to Sif Yud Ches, and we will be doing Yud Ches and Yud Tes. Enroll from Al-Gabe Behema. So till now we were discussing what an animal is allowed to wear on Shabbos when it's considered a masui that the animal is carrying, and the pasuk gives a chiyuv where an animal cannot do malacha for you on Shabbos. Now comes another halacha, which is an issur d'rabbanan, where you're riding on an animal in a way that does not constitute malacha, but it's usur anyway as a gzeira that you may pull off a branch to hit the animal. Not only that, but Chazal then went and made a low plug and said, don't make use of animals altogether on Shabbos. So let's see. Sif Yud Ches. In Rochvin al Gabe Behema, you're not allowed to ride on an animal. V'lo nitlin oleho, you're not allowed to lean on it. V'afilu b'tzida oso lishtamish, you're not even allowed to use something that is on the animal. Aval tzideit stodin, kagon shedover echad munagal tzida, v'umishtamish bo mutter. You're allowed to use something that is on the side of the animal, meaning you're not sitting on something that's sitting on the animal, but there's something on the side of the animal, and then you're using that object. Vim ola oleo afilu b'mezid. What happens if somebody, yes, if the halacha is that there's a low plug, even the kind of animal, you're not allowed to lean on the kind of animal that no one rides on. You're not allowed to ride on an animal, even in a place where there are no trees to pull branches off. Chazal asur shimush b'balei chayim on Shabbos. Now, the halacha, there's a similar halacha of not climbing a tree on Shabbos. There the halacha was, if someone climbs a tree b'mezid, Chazal gave him a knas and he cannot come down on Shabbos. In the case of someone who climbed on an animal on Shabbos, Chazal would have made that same knas. The only thing is that because of Tzar Balei Chayim, you'll be sitting on the animal all day and all night. Chazal didn't make it. V'im olo aleb afil b'mezid yered, why mishim Tzar Balei Chayim? U'mitam zeh, because of Tzar Balei Chayim, Porki masui she'oleho. You're allowed to unload the animal. Ketzad osa. What's the question of ketzad osa? We have a problem here. The things may be mukta. Machnis rosho takas hamasui mesalkal etzaracher v'nofel me'elav. By way of using your head, you get the what's on the animal to fall down. V'nofel me'elav, it falls on its own. So this really is a case of tultul min hatzad, which end or tilta begufo, which we're going to see in the halachas of mukta, Chazal were matur, and you don't really need a heter of tzar balei chayim. Further, agav va'osur leishiv al koren shein yehudi manhigo b'shabbes, you're not allowed to ride on in a wagon that a non-Jew is driving by way of an animal. Mishum shemishtamish bebehema, because it's called that you're using the animal. V'gam shlo yachtav zmora. Plus, this fits into the gzera. Also, we don't only need a low plug. So what's pshat in it? That means pshat is we don't call this tzideit stodin. The animal is pulling it. That's called use of the animal. Sif yutes. Behema shenofol amas hamayim. An animal that falls into a pit that has water. What happens if you cannot keep the animal alive? It's in the water, and there's no way that you're going to be able to feed it. So maybe you're allowed to raise the level of the animal to take it above the water. Because of tzar balechayim, there's a halacha of bitul kli mehechono, which is that you're not allowed to take something that was movable on Shabbos and put it in a matzav where it's not movable. By putting a rug under an animal, now you couldn't move the rug on Shabbos because the animal itself is mukta. The yisra bitul kli me'echono we saw is either because of bona or soser, either because now that you can't move it, it's as if you're putting it down there permanently, or soser, you're taking away its normal use. Ech sheyia, that they were matur because of tzar balei chayim. Now, how about actually bringing the animal up? That's tiltul mukta. So the tiltul mukta, the Mishtabura first brings down that's aser even b'makam tzar balei chayim. Then he brings the El Yoraba, who holds that he brings those that are mekel, that tiltul mukta b'makam tzar balei chayim is mutter as well. Lamaisa, the Chazanish, is mekel where there's no other choice to be metaltul mukta for tzar balei chayim. If you have a choice between putting rugs there and being mevatel kli meichano, or calling a non-Jew, the halacha is that calling a non-Jew would have kedima. Hmm.